This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That music usually means that Eli Holstein just threw a ball really far down the field. And it got caught for a tutty. Sometimes it means Eli throws one really short and Desmond Reed runs really far for a tutty. For our purposes, it usually means Pat Bostic is late. We even went long in the last segment knowing, he's not going to be here till like 7:05. I think we got a George Pickens situation on our hands
here.
Oh,
no.
I do.
Oh, no.
Patty B, not a team player. If you missed it, Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette reports that George Pickens has been late to work on a number of different occasions. So things going great for the Steelers at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Pat Bostic brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. What happens here is the conversation we want to have, we can't. So then Pat comes in, and then we have the conversation, and the next thing you know, we've starkeyed the clock.
Yes.
It'll be like 7:30 before we wrap up the first segment.
Yes.
And I'm not really sure what to do. Don't really know. Because I was going to lead him off and say, hey, Pat, what's it like playing a quarterback when you've got a receiver like George Pickens? Like, do you feel like you need to throw him the ball more? Is he bitching at you whenever you make the right throws? Other report indicates, and I think this was Jeff Hathorn, that when Connor Hayward scored his touchdown on Sunday, everyone's celebrating, everyone's happy, and George Pickens sulking alone on the bench.
Didn't that happen last year, too?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And through four games, you weren't really getting a sniff of anything like this.
No.
And it feels like a lot now has happened in, what, just 4 days' time, 3 days' time with Pickens? Like, last year he did the whole delete everything off of social media deal, and then he wouldn't block for Jalen Moore whenever he's trying to go in for a touchdown. And through four games this year, and at the end of last season, when he was getting the ball, there weren't as many problems. He has a good game against Indianapolis, statistically. He did fumble it away. And then all of a sudden, bang, snap count reduced. Players leaving him on the bench. And then you get reports of he's late. I'm more and more thinking with every passing day, Doran, that he could get traded before the deadline.
So am I.
How do you put up with it for another 12 games?
After you've already proven that you don't want to, there is other guys that you don't put up with. You know, you Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. Why would George be an exception?
Right.
Those guys, I mean, Chase Claypool was, you know, He was a talented guy coming out. I mean, ran a 4.4, 6'4", 235 pounds, just a freak of nature. Had a high productive rookie year. You didn't put up with, you know, with that with him. You didn't put up with it with Deontay after you just paid him. I don't see why George would ever be an exception.
Chase Claypool had 11 touchdowns as a rookie.
Yeah.
11. He had 9 receiving, 2 rushing, 62 catches. He had a great year. Second season, 860 yards. Now, I know that Pickens went up over 1,000 last year, but I don't think the comparison's all that far off. Both super talented guys, both productive early in their careers, both mercurial. And in year 3 for Chase Claypool, they said, we can't deal with this crap anymore. Now, he wasn't productive, as productive, obviously, in year 3 as he was the prior 2 years. George Pickens ain't exactly productive right now either.
Right.
So, I have been saying all week long, I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out. I'm starting to lean towards that's where they're leaning. Like, we can't win with this guy.
Uh-uh.
And if you go out with him and in with Devontae, you're going to have to draft a receiver next year anyhow. I think all that's on the table. We are joined by our version of George Pickens right now, Pat Ubostic. Good morning to you, Pat. How you doing?
I have nothing in common with George Pickens.
Except for your lateness.
Well.
Woohoo! Yeah, got him! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection.
No response.
Your hometown home and business security company. Pat, what do you do as a quarterback with George Pickens? Like, do you have to force feed him the football more just to like satiate his appetite? Do you ignore him? Like, how would you deal with a guy like this?
Probably just do my job and move on. You know, if he's open, throw him the ball. If he doesn't make a play, that'll be less likely to throw him the ball the next time he's open. But he tends to make plays when the ball's thrown his way. We're year 3.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you can do to get a guy to buy in. I mean, some of these antics, you know, this past Sunday night were the worst I've seen from him. And this has been a problem since day one, and it hasn't gotten any better. And it gives me no reason to believe it will, regardless of whether he gets the ball or not. Because nothing ever seems to be enough for him on one side, and then you can't put him in the game when he's not a primary target because, I mean, if he's loafing on a take-two post, like, that's limiting the degree to which other guys can get open. If he doesn't want to block because he doesn't want to get folded up, how are you supposed to put him on a backside, you know, force block? Like, there's just... I mean, I get what Tomlin's trying to say, you know, in terms of the, you know, putting a little bit of word salad together and trying to rephrase limited reps because we can't trust him. Because you don't want to exacerbate the problem, but the problem's past the point of solving, I think. I really think that. And they've had this problem for 15 years
with
receivers. So the difference between Chase Claypool and George Pickens is he had Ben. And if you have Ben, you know, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, things change a little bit. Does Russell Wilson change things? I don't know. He talks more. I know that. He's more assertive. I think there's no question he's more of a leader and just how you define a leader. Does that change things? I think they're probably hoping that if Russell does play. But, you know, I'm lost for answers.
What do you think happened, though? Like, do you think he got in an argument with maybe Arthur Smith, with his wide receiver coach? Like, what could possibly happen? I can't really wrap my mind around what, because the game before he had 100-plus yards receiving against the Colts. It's not like he should be mad he's not getting the ball.
Well, he threw a fit in that game, too, on the sideline.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Broderick Jones had to get in his face.
This defies logic. I don't think there's any sort of, like, A plus B equals C here. This is like A squared divided by 2 times 10 to the 10th power. Like, I don't know
7.
What the situation is. 7.
Yeah. I mean, in my head just there, yeah.
I just don't know what the solution is outside of, I mean, these receivers, whether it's Pickens, whether it's Martavis Bryant, they've come in with some baggage. you know, I made the comment, I was talking to someone last night, like Antonio Brown was so obscure at Central Michigan that it was probably hard to find baggage there, and that took him a while to accumulate the baggage that ultimately led to his demise as an NFL player. These are just miscalculated risks, in my opinion, in terms of player acquisition. And it's killing them because their margins are so small right now that they need guys that, I mean, look, Kansas City can plug and play, you know, any veteran receiver that's in their 10th year, and they go out and make plays and they buy in because they believe in Andy Reid and they believe in Pat Mahomes. They don't have that here. And it's, this offense is no better now than it was a year ago or the year before that.
Man.
It's a point better in 10 yards a game, dude.
I mean, oh, no, I understand.
It's no better.
I understand, and I agree with that. It's just, and a lot of people want to put that on the quarterback. I'm seeing a lot of other stuff.
I saw a lot of other stuff last year and the year before that.
No doubt.
There's one root to the problem. There's one mainstay that we have to start pointing to.
MT.
I mean, right? It's a revolving door of quarterbacks, a revolving door of offensive coordinators. Where else should the finger point?
I agree with that. I said this on the day you were out, Doran. I started the 9 o'clock segment because Colin Cowherd went on this rant about Tomlin and basically the Steelers are a flip phone and an iPhone generation. Very Colin Cowherd-esque, right? He's not wrong. I think you're right. But they're not doing anything with the head coach. So that is the issue offensively. And yet, they just don't care.
Mm-mm.
You can get a different offensive coordinator. You can rotate other quarterbacks through there. The offense isn't going to get better unless you find a Hall of Famer. That's when the offense was good, when you couldn't break it because seven was so good. So I see what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I buy in. I do think there's a big-time philosophical issue. It's just that the philosophical issue is going to be doing that longer than we're going to be doing radio, and we plan on doing this for like the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the contrasts across either side of the building are pretty interesting right now with what Pat Narduzzi was willing to do this offseason.
Okay, wait a second.
Against his better judgment, probably.
Yes, let's put a pin in that because I think there's a much bigger discussion there with that in particular. And let's do it when we return. You can text us, brought to you by Eggers Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Hathorn joining us in 13 minutes. What's going on in that Steelers locker room? Seems like a lot. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Steelers got some fires they got to point out or put out. Here's a text. I can't find it. Now I found it. Crowley, you are so yellow-bellied. Don't call out Nutting or Tomlin because it's not going to change. That's terrible journalism. You need to grow a set of balls. A, not a journalist. Don't pretend to be one. I'm an entertainer. B, I said they should fire Tomlin last year and they gave him an extension.
You did say that.
And so I'm defeated. I lose. Mm-hmm. What's the point? Why would I? We point out when he does the wrong thing. We call him out for clock management. We call him out for the philosophy. We give him credit when it's due, and we criticize him when it's due. I can't do the fire Tomlin thing every year, man. I can't do it every week when they lose, man. I can't do it.
It's not going to happen.
That's right. It doesn't mean we can't say when he screws up. We do. I'm not going to call for his firing every week because it's just pointless, and I'm going to pop a blood vessel in my head. And then he goes on to say, my name is Roger, and I have your texts about not wasting your time on things. Hey, you know what, buddy?
Ooh.
You sound...
Don't do it.
Don't.
Give me your address. You won't do it.
Yeah. I'm not... You're right. I will not do that, but...
Adrian.
I mean... Imagine going back through your texts to argue with a radio host.
Yeah. That's tough. Man.
Passionate.
That's tough.
Grumble. Okay. So... Back to the criticism of Tom, and this is something we've brought up, that Doug Whaley's brought up, that I want to talk to Pat about. But Pat Narduzzi comes up in here, wins the ACC, wins 9 games, then craters last year, 3-9. And he says, you know what? Offense not good enough. I'm going to change my stripes. I'm going to do it a different way. Bang, 5-0. Already won more games than last year. Absolutely an ACC contender. Tomlin doesn't do that kind of stuff. It's the more things change, the more they stay the same. Doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. They don't love to throw it to the middle of the field. They don't love to push the ball down the field. They want to play conservative, run the ball, play defense, and win. Pat Narduzzi changed his stripes. Now they're winning. The Steelers don't, and here they are in Mediocreville again.
Do you think that that is coming from up top? Because Pat Narduzzi can call his shots. Do you think that it's coming from Art the second, or you think it's Mike Tomlin that wants to run? I know it's Mike Tomlin, that the philosophy of what he wants to do, but he still has to get that final approval. Now, Pat Narduzzi necessarily doesn't have to get that final approval of who he hires and what he does with his coaching staff. He does, in a way, but like he doesn't like logistically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming from Tomlin of what to hire, or is it coming from Art the second?
I think Art trusts Tomlin. Heavily,
I do too.
Heavily. I don't think Art would meddle. I think if Art got to the point of meddling, there would be a... I think he's involved. I'm not saying otherwise, but I don't think that he would force the hand. I think at that point you'd have a mistrust and probably have to go a different direction. I mean, during Mike Tomlin's tenure, they got to be about as pass happy as anybody in the NFL with Ben Roethlisberger. Again, with Ben. I do think there is just something in Tomlin's DNA that is like, I want to prove that I can win this way and that I'm going to get, you know, guys that I align with on my staff, and we're going to win playing this way despite the overwhelming trends the opposite direction in the National Football League. And they have an elite defense. They don't always play like it.
Mm-mm.
In critical moments, but offensively they've had moments this year where they've looked like they've maybe have potential, but for the most part they've been anemic, and they can't score when they need to win ball games the exception of a late game comeback when you have to throw it against Indianapolis.
Doran, I think the Art the Second thing's a great line of discussion here, because I think he's not meddling, Art Rooney the Second, Pat, but I think Tomlin and Art are so aligned in philosophy that even if Tomlin didn't believe it when he started his career, he believes it now, whether he really does or not. And you can't separate the two. Art wants to run the ball. He said it every year for like the last 4 years after this season. We got to find a way to run the ball more effectively, whether it's the beginning of the season or not. And I think that's why Najee Harris gets drafted. I think their visions are so aligned that, yeah, you're never going to see it change. And I'm not saying Pat Narduzzi was on the hot seat, deserve to be on the hot seat, anything like that. Again, he just won the ACC championship not long ago. You don't want to go 3-9 again and find out. There's accountability there. Pat Narduzzi, I don't know if he felt like he was coaching for his job, but again, don't go 3-9 again. So he changes. There's no fear from Mike Tomlin that you would need to change, and thus, why would you change?
Well, that's because they always win at least
enough,
at least half their games. And so there's this... There's always this habitual, like, we're close. We're perpetually close. But do you have what it takes to get past that point, both schematically and personnel-wise? And they obviously do not. And I would also say they don't have it culturally. I don't think they have a championship DNA.
Which is amazing to me, guys, because they have won before. Like, we're not talking about a franchise that hasn't won. We're not talking about, you know, what's a franchise out there that's thinking, like, I mean, even the Carolina Panthers. We're not talking about the Jets. We're talking about the Steelers, who have won, not in the 70s, but they won like 15 years ago. That's not that long ago when you look at the whole scope of things. They know how to do it. They know what it looks like, but they haven't evolved from that. Like, they haven't, they knew how it worked then when they did win in 2008.
Defense.
Okay. They haven't evolved from that mentality. They're like, we won this way. We know what to do. Our structure is right, but we're not going to evolve. We're just going to stick to our plan. Like, you would think that a successful organization would evolve with the times year by year, and they just haven't done that.
I mean, is this defense that much worse than the 08 defense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying, has it been for the last, let's say, 3 years? It's been one of the best defenses in football from a ranking perspective. It's been at or near the top of the league in most categories, if not all. What's the problem been? Offense. And you've been unwilling to address it. And you've made mistake after mistake after mistake in the draft. Because you feel like you can prove people wrong. I hate to say, I mean, even Kenny. I love Kenny. But you can't tell me there wasn't some element of, let's prove that we can take the pick guy, make him a hometown hero.
Well, right? And
brother after brother after brother, I'm talking about Hayward, you talk about like Watt, you take these guys and it's like, what are you trying to prove?
They have long since stopped trying to be great because they like the comfortable. Kenny Pickett lived next door. Let's draft that guy. Let's get the brothers because we know what the guy on the current roster has
done. You don't win being
done.
Comfortable.
Nope, you don't.
I mean,
you think Pat Narduzzi is comfortable running plays every 8 seconds?
No. I said this earlier in the week. Like, people are saying, oh my gosh, the clock management at the end of the game against UNC. I mean, this is an evolving relationship between Pat Narduzzi and Cade Bell.
Yeah, it's new.
7 minutes is an eternity. It's double their longest drive of the year, I would venture to say. And they're getting to know each other. And Pat Narduzzi, to his credit, as fiery as he is trying not to handcuff or meddle with Cade Bell. I'm sure they're having conversations, and I'm sure they disagree on a whole hell of a lot. But, you know, this kind of groupthink that seems to be happening with the Steelers, it's unbecoming of winning a championship. You just can't do it. And I know Andy Reid's hired the same guys all the time as offensive coordinator. Yeah, but, I mean, they got a generational quarterback. That's different. When you don't have that, man... Like, look at Minnesota right now. Look at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Look what Brian Flores is doing with that defense. All of a sudden, Pat Jones is, you know, TJ Watt.
Yeah.
I mean, or Myles Garrett. I mean, they got Sam Darnold at quarterback. Now they got Jefferson and Addison, but they've evolved. This organization has just not.
Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn going to join us. Then, Bill Hillgrove talking about the 5-0 Pitt Panthers. The uncomfortable Pat Narduzzi, but he's sitting pretty right now, undefeated on the year. Joined now by Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Jeff, how you doing today?
Morning, guys. Good.
Jeff, Ray Fittipaldo reports that George Pickens has been late to a couple of practices, or I don't think he wrote practices, but he's been late to work a couple of times. Man, it seemed like everything was going okay with Pickens, and now in the course of 3 days, it seems like a disaster, and I don't know what they can do with this guy. What do you think?
You know, a 7-catch, 140-yard game would kind of cure everything along with a win. I don't think it's as bad as, like, everybody just hates the guy and can't stand the guy. I think there is some conflicts. Obviously, he was pouting during the game last week, and that's an issue. But, you know, I think there are people that you work with or in any line of work that it's like, okay, if they could just produce for us, you don't have to be their friend. And I think George is one of those guys. And if he can put up a big game, I don't think that there's any riff or there's any issue. It's just, can this guy produce for us?
Jeff, I'm going to ask this question, and some people may think that it's obvious, but I don't think it's so obvious. There's still some room to develop in this. And actually, I'm going to ask you two questions. Percentage chance that Russell Wilson starts on Sunday, and percentage chance that Russell Wilson plays on Sunday.
Starts on Sunday, 5-10%. I don't see it very high at this point because Russ, as Mike told us on Tuesday, has taken the second team reps. And until he takes first team reps, then that's when the door is, in Tomlin's words, more ajar. Man, I think I'd have to be pretty extreme. I would say maybe 20% chance that he would play, but I think Russ would have to be, or excuse me, Justin would have to be really bad. Now, if it's a bad game and they were to lose again in Las Vegas, I think obviously the Jets is that percentage skyrockets for that game against the Jets.
Jeff, I'm not asking you to take any shots at credibility here with regard to how the Steelers handle injuries, but Jalen Warren looked pretty good on video yesterday and says he's ready to go. What's the deal with him? And seems to be a little bit of a trend because Wilson seemed to indicate that he was good to go too earlier in the year.
Well, I think with Jalen, because he was still limited, that there's still a little bit more that they want to test. I mean, this is the first time we've seen him out on the field. Now, you guys have seen some of the videos, I'm sure. I mean, he looked really good. I mean, the push was there, the cuts were there, the acceleration was there. It was positive, but he's still limited. So there's still more he has to do in practice, I think, to get to the next level. But and here's the other thing with Jalen, that maybe where his history hurts him, of a guy who plays through injuries. Like maybe he has to show them even more because, like, okay, is this really it? Or is he hiding something? Like, I think they have to be very convinced. Today will be a big day for him. If he can get into a full practice, I think there's an opportunity on Sunday. But first opportunity back where he really pushed it, let's see how the recovery goes.
Jeff, this is not a criticism of TJ Watt. This is just reality in the National Football League. He's going to pull himself off the field at times because he can't play 100% of the snaps. So when TJ is not on the field, who the heck are the two Steelers' outside linebackers on Sunday?
So you're saying TJ's dogging it during games. Hi, guys.
No, this is legitimate load management.
Right. Jeremiah Moon is one you're going to see. Beyond that, I think you'll see a combination of Isaiah Loudermilk out on the edge. And then, unfortunately, it's funny because we talked to him yesterday. Ade, I asked him to pronounce his last name. I can't exactly remember how he pronounced it. So we'll go with Ade. Number 48 is how you'll know him on the football field. He has a little bit of NFL experience. Last year he was with Atlanta, but injured. So I think that's who you're looking at right now. I mean, it's a little late in the week to be adding people from waivers or other teams' practice squads. That's still an outside chance that could happen, but I mean, that's what you're looking at an outside linebacker.
Awesome. Penguin stunk, Jeff.
He's gone.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh, he's there.
Dude, that was back. I mean, that first 13 minutes wasn't so bad, even though they were down a goal. But then they gave up those two late goals in the first, and it's like, oh. I mean, the second got no better, and the third was like, you know, like watching your kids game in the seventh or in the fifth inning of seven innings in baseball where all the subs are in and you're just sitting in the stands like, oh, and this thing ends.
That's right. I just went to bed.
I mean, I think the brutal thing or the good thing is in back-to-backs, which are kind of brutal to start the season, is you got a chance to wipe this right out tonight in Detroit. One game doesn't make a season. But, man, in one game, I think as much as anything, it showed that if you think that the Pens are contenders, the Rangers are contenders. The Pens have some work to do.
Pretenders. Jeff, thank you for your time. As always, we'll talk to you after the Steelers go on the road and play Las Vegas. Nothing ever bad happens on the road against the Raiders.
No, and, you know, really questionable quarterbacks never beat the Steelers in a Raiders uniform.
No, it doesn't happen.
Tough.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. See you, boys, Saturday.
See you, Carl.
A lot of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com as well from Jeff. Aiden O'Connell going to get the start against the Steelers.
That's right. Where did he go to school?
Purdue.
Wow.
Quick with that, Pat.
He was real quick.
Rucker McGroarty played for the Penguins last night. What's a better name for an Irish pub, Aiden O'Connell's or Rucker McGroarty's?
I think Aiden O'Connell's is easier to say.
Yes.
Man, I would love to have a Guinness at Rucker McGroarty's, though, I'll tell you.
You know Rucker McGroarty went to Rutgers?
He did not. Michigan guy.
Oh.
That just, you were trying to make it all flow.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
I would drink a Guinness anywhere.
Me too. Friend. We have not had a Guinness together,
They're
Pat.
Not that good.
You're a Guinness.
Get the hell out of here!
You're a Guinness Zero guy, aren't you?
Now you can get the hell out of here.
Guinness Zero guy.
Bill
did
Hill
you
drove.
Watch Friday the 13th last night?
Of course.
I saw his tweet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was 4-0. I think he turned it off.
Yeah, two horror movies going on at once. The Penguin game and Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Look at me.
Billy Hilly up next. 50-Minute Mark of the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That music means we're joined by the voice of the 5-0 undefeated Pitt Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. Pitt Breakdown with Doran and Pat brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. Good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, gents. How goes it?
Not bad. Not bad.
Great, partner. Great.
Billy, you beat the Chapel Hills. You finally got it done. How'd it feel? What do you think about the momentum this program's got right now?
Well, I go back to that first visit at Keenan Stadium. I believe it might have been 1974, but the one that really stung was in 79 when Hugh Green and company got beat for the only time that year. Yeah, it was a house of horrors, but I tell you what I did. I wore my Champion Lakes Pitt shirt, and you know Dick Groat was not real fond of the Tar Heels. Matter of fact, he poured in 48 in his final game against them. Still stands as a record, by the way. And I wore that shirt, and I think Dick helped us win that game.
Billy, have you ever seen a running back with over 100 yards receiving in two games in a season, much less win receiver of the week as a running back in the ACC?
They don't come along too often. What can I say? You know, between the quarterback and the running back, you know, and it was a team effort. You know, everybody had to contribute, and that goes, and we kept pleading in the booth, Pat. You remember, we haven't had a sack in this game. Well, guess what? That's how the game basically ended up in Pitt's favor, with Kyle Lewis making the big sack, and he got an ACC honor as a result.
Bill, how much credit do you give Pat Narduzzi for changing his stripes? I mean, going 3-9 last year, a very tough year for everybody involved with the program. But Pat Narduzzi, he goes outside the box and he hires a young up-and-comer in Cade Bell. And for the first at least five games, it's been proven a right decision. How much credit do you really give Narduzzi for just going outside the box and doing what he did and hiring a guy like Cade Bell?
Yeah, this offense is a pretty special thing. You know what I like about it? You know, he keeps the hammer down. It keeps everybody involved. It keeps everybody go, go, go. And I think, you know, that's contagious. And I think it's worked very, very well. They're sixth in the nation in scoring. It's been a wonder to watch it. It really has been.
Bill, what do you think about the longtime conference foe Cal Bears coming in here?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Cal, your thoughts on them?
Oh, well, first of all, what jumps off the page is they're +8 in turnover takeaway, and they've intercepted 11 times. The one kid, Noel Williams, a transfer from UNLV, the corner, has 5 interceptions. He leads the country.
Does anybody stay at UNLV, by the way?
They're opportunistic, and they'll play takeaway. On offense, they've had their problems. They had, I think they suffered 18 sacks so far this year. And, of course, with Pitt coming off a 1-sack game, maybe the defense is licking its chops. But there's a reason that this is only a field goal game, and I think the experts think that Cal can win this. So the Panthers are going to have to come up with the same type effort as they did last week. Last week was more of a 60-minute effort. I know it went back and forth. But one thing I love about Eli Holstein, he's almost like a cornerback. He's got no memory. That pick six would have probably taken the sails out of the wind out of the sails of a lot of quarterbacks, and it didn't. He didn't let it, and I think that's one of his hallmarks.
Billy, I know you're working on your charts, and you'll probably notice that a Western Pennsylvania native is the kicker for Cal, but is only 6 of 12 on the year. Ben Saul is obviously perfect. I asked you about Ben Saul's last week, but how much of a weapon is it in a field goal game to have a kicker like him?
I think he gets to kick on Sundays. I really think he's that class of a kicker. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's got that great leg, and he's very, very accurate. What I love about him is you just look at him, you can tell whether the ball's good or not. It's almost like guys walking away from putts. When they hit it, they go, that's in. See you later. Let me go walk and hand this putter to the caddy. I like that about him, but, you know, he seems like a remarkable kid. I've only spent a little time around him, but, you know, and I think maybe that even speaks to the character of this whole football team. There are a lot of pretty good kids on the team, and they're enjoying being undefeated, but they know what it takes to win, and that 1-0 every week is certainly the key. Hey, by the way, the last time we played Cal was in 1966. It was out there, Pitt lost. But the memorable game was the one in 63 when the Panthers were 9-1 and uninvited. And that was the head coach of the Golden Bears at that time was Marv Levy.
Wow.
And wow.
Guess what? Guess who the quarterback was?
Ron Cook.
He played 18 seasons in the league, many with Dallas, Greg Morton.
Wow.
So that's kind of a memorable thing that we'll get to kick around on Saturday, guys.
These longtime rivals.
Uh-huh.
Bill, great stuff. Wear the shirt again, man. See if it brings more good luck.
Well, you know, I'm H2P. There's a reason that this shirt fits me very well. I bleed blue and gold.
Yes, sir.
Bill Hillgrove.
Yes, sir.
We'll hear from you on Saturday. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
See you, Pard.
Kicker talk again.
What did you say? You said to Larry on the broadcast, if you wanted to know if the kick was good, to look at Cam Guess, who's the holder.
Yeah, if they start dapping each other up like immediately after the ball leaves the foot, you know it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who I watch because I'm sure as hell not watching the kick. That's too nerve-wracking.
Kicker. I can never see it.
Kicker.
I can never see if it's ever good or not.
Hey, it matters,
dude. Keep talking kicker, yeah.
You wish you were a kicker. That's about all you could do.
Dang. He just, wow, coming at your heart. That's all you could do?
When he kicks the game winner on Saturday, just remember where you heard it.
If he kicks the game winner on Saturday, the first thing that comes through my mind is you. And I hate that. All right, coming up next, back to the Steelers. We have yet to talk to our quarterback expert, Pat Bostic, really about the quarterback position, so we'll do just that. Lots of college football talk coming in the back half of the hour. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 62.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.